Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Eyes to the right, 202. The nose to the left, 432.
That was the scene this evening after the British Parliament voted down Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan.
Bloomberg's Emma Ross-Thomas is in London and joins us live. Emma, I think it was widely expected that this would not pass, but what about that margin in the vote?
Yes, as you say, it was definitely expected that it wouldn't pass, but the margin is of historic proportions and certainly more than most people were expecting. And now there will be a confidence vote in her government tomorrow. She'll probably win, but there's no guarantee of that. And so now the question is, you know, what is left of her Brexit plan? She, Theresa May says that the plan isn't dead, but certainly a majority of members of Parliament think it is. She says that she's going to reach out to parties across Parliament and try to forge a way ahead. But really, whichever way she turns, there will be enemies sort of threatening her political future and that of any plans that she comes up with.
Right. The Prime Minister seems to be in a no-win situation right now.
Yes, exactly, because she has a minority government. She has the same factions in Parliament, the same parliamentary arithmetic is making any kind of Brexit deal very hard to broker. She came back from Brussels with a deal after 18 months of negotiation. That has now been rejected. There is probably a majority in Parliament for a slightly softer Brexit. By that, we mean a deal that sort of keeps Britain more closely tied to the EU, but hanging over her will be the threat of another confidence vote, and the hardliners in her party, the pro-Brexit hardliners in her party, could sort of, they wield this nuclear option, if you like, which is that if she agrees to go down the soft Brexit route, which is something that the opposition Labour Party might, or parts of the party might support, then there is this sort of the nuclear option of the hardliners in her own party to oust her. So whichever way she turns, it's looking a bit like she's sort of checkmated.
Emma, is it possible March 29th rolls around, Brexit has to take effect, and there's no deal for the UK?
That is probably less likely than it was a few months ago, and the reason for that is that Parliament is sort of trying to take control of the process, and there is definitely a majority in Parliament to avoid a no deal. What we're hearing increasingly is the possibility of delaying Brexit, so March 29th will come round, and we won't be leaving after all. And in fact, Philip Hammond, the Chancellor of Exchequer, has just been on a conference call with business leaders, and he floated that possibility as well. So I think you'll hear more and more about the idea of an extension, about Brexit delayed, as we approach that March 29th deadline.
All right. Thank you, Emma. Good analysis from Bloomberg's Emma Ross-Thomas in London.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.